It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It's another edition of the Lane Mitchell Show podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at LAYNEROO, or you and me, we should be Facebook buddies. This week in the podcast number 227, the band Holorado drops by for an exclusive live-to-digital performance, quick interview, and some fun and highlights from the past week's shows.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Poor people and rich people watch different TV shows. And I don't just mean rich guys watch Report on Business through their monocles. I mean sitcoms. Coming up, we'll find out who watches what. But first, there's a new Vince Vaughn movie coming out this weekend. Yeah, he plays a sperm donor who accidentally ends up fathering over 500 children. It's called Delivery Man. I mean, personally, I would have called it something like The Sperm Machine. Probably why I'm not naming movies, though. And Kim and Kanye are planning to move out of their $11 million mansion. Why? Well, they want to buy a huge plot of land in Bel Air from Dr. Dre and build their dream home. You know, I'm pretty sure I couldn't spend $11 million on a house and not have it accidentally fulfill my dream home criteria. Maybe I need to raise the bar, though. And the sitcoms you watch may indicate how much money you make. New research finds that rich people watch Modern Family. Poor people watch Bob's Burgers. Average income for Modern Family's viewership was $81,100 per viewer. Those who watched Bob's Burgers, well, let's just say they're probably flipping burgers.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The world's tallest water slide is being built in Kansas City. Visitors at Schlitterbahn Park will have to go nearly 140 feet in the air to ride the slide. By the time you reach the bottom, you'll be going about 60 miles an hour. I've seen pictures of this thing. It isn't even enclosed. I'd be afraid I'd Schlitterbahn in my Speedo. And a New York-based company has created a more intimate version of the poke on Facebook. Tap-tap wristbands, they're calling it. They're sold in pairs, one for each partner. Then when one person taps their wristband, the other person's band vibrates to let them know you're thinking of them. Too bad it's only a wristband, And there are dating sites for just about every kind of person. Some exclusively for Christians, geeks, Trekkies, those with vampire fetishes. But there's now apparently a dating site for CrossFit athletes. It's great for those singles who are like, who cares if the person has a job? You know, as long as they can do handstand push-ups. And yes, for the record, I can. In fact, I can even do the splits. Check it out. Hang on. Okay, almost there. It hurts so bad!
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
New in theaters this weekend, The Hunger Games Catching Fire. It's expected to earn $150 million domestically and more than $300 million worldwide. It's going to be a big film. And Bill Gates seems like a pretty straight-laced guy, but his foundation funded a pretty forward-thinking contest. It was to create a condom that, quote, significantly preserves or enhances pleasure. The foundation awarded six-figure cash prizes for the best ideas, which focused not only on materials the condoms are made of, but also techniques for putting them on. Was there a condom gun? I bet there was a condom gun. And an unlikely use has been found for Lady Gaga's urine. Andy Cohen was talking about it on Fallon the other night. He says she peed in a trash can in her dressing room. Well, I'm not sure why. Maybe she couldn't find a mop bucket like other pop stars of this generation seem to use. Anyway, he didn't get into that story. Instead, the guy insisted that the pee-pee is a pop culture artifact and should be preserved for generations. So they harvested it, brought it to a lab, and had it made into perfume. Let's just hope that isn't the one they spray on you when you walk past the scent counter at the bay. Like, is that asparagus?
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Lindsay Lohan has a chondroplasia phobia. What is it? The answer? Quicker than a birthday cake disappears when Rob Ford enters the room. But first, did you know there's a way to make your facial hair grow faster? It's true, men grow beards faster when they think about sex. Fun fact, Santa actually shaved this morning. Yeah, he's just had a lot of people sitting on his lap. And the city of Vancouver has created a new building code that will effectively ban all doorknobs. Yeah, they're switching all the doorknobs to levers. Which you have to admit are great for the elderly, those with diminished mobility, and tall people who just like tearing the pockets off their pants every time they walk through a doorway. And a rep for Lindsay Lohan is denying a new report claiming she has achondroplasiaphobia, fear of little people. Sources claim she was at a hotel a few years back, ran into a couple of little people, and suffered a major anxiety attack. Any truth to that? Well, I'll leave that to you. But now that you know what achondroplasiaphobia is, let's tackle phobophobia. Any guesses? It's the fear of developing a phobia.
Catch this interview and other off-air highlights in this week's Lane Mitchell Show podcast. Free on iTunes and at sonic1029.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Sonic's Booster Juice Listener Lounge.
Yeah.
All right.
Booster juice. Where's the booster juice at?
Sonic.
We almost had a booster juice this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Almost.
But then we figured you'd get it for us for free.
I tried.
Yeah.
joining us today, a band from Canada's crack-smokingest city.
Yeah.
Isn't that a weird time to be a Toronto band, Colorado?
It's a great time to be a Toronto band.
Yeah.
We've had a long relationship with Mr. Ford. It's very one-sided. It's more us knowing about him and talking about him in the media and stuff. He's never really responded to us or anything, but...
See, I saw a great suggestion. I think it was actually on your Facebook page, somebody saying that Toronto should get a co-mayor and keep Rob Ford around for the laughs and the good times.
Isn't that a great idea? Because he's not going to leave, so that's what we should do. We should elect a mayor who's gonna run, and we'll even call the real mayor, like... assistant mayor or something. The real mayor will be a cool guy, so he won't care about the title. And then Rob Ford will be like, oh yeah, you're the mayor. Here's a few bucks of taxpayer money. Just go have fun.
Yeah. And keep make the sure good you times film coming, yeah.
And just remind people that Toronto knows how to party.
Yeah. It's pretty close to what's actually already happening.
Yeah.
It's pretty close. Yeah. He's not doing much.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. Let's start off with a song here, one that's big on the radios right now. So it goes. Colorado, everyone.
Fire.
Thanks, guys.
It's a Colorado Sonic sesh. You know, I feel kind of stupid for just noticing this. I look over when you guys are playing. I'm like, his guitar's painted white. That guy's guitar's painted white. His guitar's painted. Everything's painted white paint. Name of the album. It took me. Did anyone else notice that?
It took us a little while to get to.
Yeah. We just started doing it.
A little slow on the uptake.
You should see it. To paint your guitar.
Incredibly easy.
Yeah.
It's like too easy.
No emotions.
No emotions.
Oh, yeah,
at all.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
We're very emotionless with material possessions.
Yeah, but like, and guitar, a lot of people are precious with their guitars. Ours are just like.
They're tools.
They're tools. You want to beat them up and stuff. And
it's your cordless drill.
Yeah. You want to put them through the ringer a little bit because they only deserve to hang around if they can keep going.
Their job is to play some notes for a while and then eventually get stolen out of the van in probably Edmonton.
Yeah.
That's kind of what they do.
If they've had a good run, then maybe we'll destroy them on stage.
So basically, anything we can do to decrease the value before they get stolen.
True.
Yeah. We see a lot of people painting their nice mountain bikes. You know, they'll spray them all one color, like wheels and everything, so they don't get stolen, or so at least they can find it when somebody does.
Right. After they get stolen.
Yeah. No, this is my fluorescent green mountain bike that's the same kind as yours. Yeah.
Depends on the neighborhood, right?
Sure.
That actually kind of leads me to our next question. Last time we spoke, Menno, you just suffered sort of a house fire. And I was kind of curious, did you lose any instruments in that fire?
Nothing good. I actually had one like valuable guitar in the house. And one of the firefighters like saw it and was like, I guess he told me, he just like looked around and he's like, I'm not supposed to do this, but he took it off the wall and he like wrapped it in a blanket and put it on the table so that the water wouldn't destroy it when they were like in there. So I was like, way to go, fire department.
Were you able to salvage some of your stuff or?
I mean, some of it. I mean, I didn't really have that much stuff. We travel all the time. So, I like, you know, lost like clothes and stuff, but it's kind of weird that you realize that stuff adds up. Everybody get insurance. Even if you're a renter, like seriously get insurance because you're like, oh, I was like, I don't know anything. I don't need insurance. But like your toothbrush and your toothpaste and like, you know, your like sauce in the fridge, like all that stuff, it adds up. So
it's like at least $100 right there.
I'm lucky I had it. I don't know how, but I had it.
Well, for those who didn't hear the story, you had mentioned it last time you were here and you said that the guys from Tokyo Police Club came up, like they just walked up on the street. You know, I just picture, you know, it's like if Eddie Vedder's house was on fire and Anthony Kiedis walks up and like, wow, what's going on, man?
Yeah, we have a great little community where we live in the Junction in Toronto. It's really up and coming and it's cheap. And so all the bands live there.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to the next song you're going to play for us here because you guys have a big tour coming up that I want to talk about. But first, how about Desire, Colorado?
Okay, yeah, man.
The smell of dandelion she has, that gorgeous springtime hair. Her daddy voted for the stuff inside the lying guys, but I did not care. You see, sometimes it's keep you mean to stay a while and then they go. You either miss him or move on. She said she won't go be a big, big star. I said I met her off on my own. Metro Square, you asked those French kids to score, but see, you attacked the whole way there by how you're such a good listener and how you're drinking wine through colored straws and mason jars. Sometimes on a late night street, my mind just to what I could be if I could get out of here. You see, and maybe lust is true, and maybe I get fused, but I wanna love.
It comes and it goes and it comes
We just started playing that one.
Nice.
That's a new one for the set. So
next, Colorado, here, Sonic 102.9's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. I saw on your Facebook page you guys have a European tour coming up. Your first.
Totally.
That's right, yeah.
Super psyched.
How do you feel about that?
Totally awesome.
You know, it's kind of just like whatever, you know.
It's no big deal. Really, we'll have a bowl of heavy cream for breakfast, and then maybe we smoke some cigarettes for lunch, and then we'll...
You're going to come back with an accent?
Have, like, lots of espresso every day, you know?
We wake up, we work for 1.5 hour, 2.5 hours, and we go to party.
Walk around topless everywhere.
Maybe like discotheque or something.
Something fun like that, but not that fun.
I don't even know what country we're doing.
We're not even going to shave our armpits while we're there.
We're in France, I've read. Germany, you know what's in Amsterdam, right? Lots of Dutch people.
The Anne Frank Museum.
Yeah.
That's the one I was leaning towards.
We're psyched. It's, yeah.
We went there to shoot the video for So It Goes, and we were there for a week in all of Holland, and we rode around on bicycles. We had the best time ever, and we're like, how can we never tour here? And we go to, no offense, but like Edmonton in the middle of winter. It's a long drive. We love coming here in the summer too. But.
You know what? Colorado has such a huge following in Canada. Is it hard to step away from that and go to somewhere that's totally unfamiliar and just be a new band?
It's hard.
You can forget about the fact that you can do it. You know, you say, oh, we have fans here, let's go tour there. It's hard sometimes to realize that you can still strike out and strike out to other places.
Yeah, and it's kind of fun to have a fresh start to a new audience, because, like, you know, a lot of people who know us now in Canada are like, I remember when you guys were so terrible, like you could barely play or sing. And there, like, now we can play. So we're like, it'll be fun to start with a, you know, a good first impression.
It's like one of those bad 80s movies where you show up and you pretend you're the cool kid right out of the gate.
You're like, yeah. No, I've always been very
I had a guy in Saskatoon the other night come up to me and be like, dude, you've gotten a lot better. And I was like, whoa, I don't think you're really complimenting me right now at all.
Well, you've gotten a lot meaner, dude, from Saskatoon.
Well, you're still a bully.
You win my most improved award.
Passive aggressive is still a new thing in Saskatchewan. They're still just trying it out, okay? I noticed you guys are touring with the Zolas, too.
That's right.
What can you tell us about those guys? We actually just started playing some of their music.
Oh, good. Good idea. Yeah. Zach is very tall, so it's a good idea. He's very muscular and tall. So.
Yeah. How tall is tall?
You know,
like 6'3".
Yeah. Yeah. So you could probably take him if he came in here threatening you guys.
Yeah.
About playing the tunes, but you're playing it already, so no problem. And then we also got Pup on this tour, who we're really, really excited about. Pup is a new band from Toronto. They're like a punk band, and we actually started a label recently, and they're one of the bands whose album we put out. And if you like fast, they hate it when I say this, but no, I'm not going to say it.
You've gotten a lot better recently.
They have. Yeah.
As of last night.
They're like pop punk, but not the lame kind. So I'll just leave it at that. You can decide what the lame kind is and what the good kind is for yourselves.
Well, it's been almost a year since White Paint came out. I imagine you guys are maybe starting to think about writing a little bit. Do you write on the road?
Totally.
A little bit,
We were just writing in here like 5 minutes ago before everyone came in.
Oh, good. We'll play the tape later.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like not even a quarter of a song, that one yet. But yeah.
Any sort of prospective release date?
No.
No way, man.
We've learned our lesson on making promises about when things are going to come out.
Speaking of which...
I thought you might bring this up.
Well, I'm just curious. How are you guys making out on that project with writing custom songs for people?
We're at about... We have to do like 200. We're at like 40.
Yeah. But part of the beauty of it is that we're kind of like... The better songs we're kind of earmarking for maybe an album, you know? So we're really being forced to write a lot, but as a result, maybe some
at first we were
going to
be
stuff.
Like, you know, our plan was that you know, people they ordered custom songs, and maybe this guy owed one, your owed one, and so people sent us facts. what were your two facts? Do you remember?
Another one was I'm allergic to Pop-Tarts.
Right, so we were like being like, and what's your name? Alan, right. So our original goal was like, yeah, that's no problem. Like, Alan is allergic to Pop-Tarts. If you want to kill Alan, buy him some Pop-Tarts and dress him up as something else. And then we're like, here's your song. That was our original plan.
Really, just to piss people off.
Yeah. And then, like, we started doing it, and, like, some cool ideas were coming, like, some decent tunes that we could stand behind. We're like, you know what? We shouldn't make these good. But the problem with that is it takes a lot more time to make this something good. So we're going to put a few crappy ones in there near the end just to like finish. But you know,
this is going to be awesome though, dude.
Yeah, promise you, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll get a good one. Don't worry.
Well, I didn't ask to poke the wound. I was kind of curious if there's some keepers coming out of this, though, because it is a really ambitious and novel
certainly
idea.
That's the plan, is to like, because is to get some keepers. Yeah, I mean, they're all, that's the thing these days, is that if you release something on the internet, it's a keeper. There's nothing you can do about it. It's out there, you know. It's like everyone can share it, and so that's kind of why we want to make them decent.
What would Amsterdam say?
Yeah, exactly. Who are you guys and why are you talking to me? That's what they'd probably say.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming. You have a show in town tonight and one last song for us.
Totally.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's about the end of the world.
You are today. Lordy, lordy. Hey, lordy, lordy.
hear more of this interview and other off-air highlights at lanemitchell.com. Your gateway to exclusive interviews and other modern rocky goodness from Sonic 1029.com.